This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي حي على الفناء.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب، فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, let me begin on this blessed day of this blessed hour of يوم الجمعة by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and His acceptance upon each and every one of us. Allahumma ameen. We further ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give strength and patience to our brothers and sisters, ayna ma kan, wherever they may be. May Allah azza wa jal give them strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and honor them with patience and reward them tremendously in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal al-ahbab, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is al-halim. Al-halim comes from the word hilmun. And hilmun carries two meanings in the Quran. One of it is wisdom. And the other meaning is controlling one's anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called Al-Halim because our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once said that there is no entity more patient than Allah. He has created mankind, and mankind will associate to him. They will sin to him, and yet by his mercy and his love continues to provide for all of mankind. And this hadith highlights specifically those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I would expect he would be upset with, but Allah continues to provide. This is why he calls himself Al-Halim. Now you might be wondering, what's the connection? If it means wisdom and controlling one's anger, how are these two definitions related to one another? The answer is very simple, very interesting and beautiful. Our ulama tell us that you cannot have wisdom if you cannot control your anger. How? Because when someone is in the state of anger, it's difficult for them, if they allow themselves to get to that point, it's difficult for them to think rationally, to say the right things, or to do the right thing. Most of the times, people who lose control of their anger end up with remorse and regret. May Allah give us strength. Anger is one of the only qualities, if it manifests itself to a point where action comes out, so the person is physically abusive or verbally abusive, they start insulting and saying awful things, almost 100% of the time you end up with regret. How could I have acted that way? How could I have said those things? This is why our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, listen to how he describes anger in the hearts of human beings. He says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in an authentic hadith in at-Tirmidhi, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ جَمْرَةٌ فِي قَلْبِ إِبْنِ آدَمٍ. That anger is a jamra. You know what a jamra is? When you take hot coal and you burn it and torch it, after a certain time, do you notice that the coal itself becomes red? It's fused with heat, and then it starts to spark when it gets out of control. That moment when the coal is burning and it becomes red and hot, that's how the Prophet ﷺ describes how anger sits in the hearts of Bani Adam, the children of Adam. So what does that mean? Scholars of the Arabic language explain. They tell us all of our good qualities, so our patience, our iman, love, care, tolerance, all the good qualities we have as human beings reside where? Right here in the heart. Now, if you take a ball of fire and it's placed in the heart, what ends up happening to all of those good qualities? They get burnt out. This is why anger, when you lose control of it, why it becomes so dangerous. Because all the other good qualities, slowly but surely, they disappear. So one might say, I get that, Brother Muslih, I understand. But I'm just a hot-tempered individual. It's just the way I am. I come from a home where everybody loses their anger and I can't control it. What we say is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. That the one who struggles and strives to do the right thing, and if your struggle seems to be more than others, then so is the reward and the ajr. So your reward for fighting and controlling yourself is now doubled and tripled because the struggle is more for you than someone else. What more of an incentive does one want? Now, there was a time when a man, a sahabi, came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all of us, we know this hadith. He came up to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, awsini. O Messenger of Allah, give me some comprehensive advice. Awsini comes from the word wisaya or wasiya. Normally, when you look at the English translation, it'll say advice. But wasiyah is so much more than just advice. Wasiyah is the kind of advice you give someone. You say it once and it changes their life. So this companion is asking the Prophet alayhi salat wasalam, tell me something that you haven't told anyone else. It's unique to me and you don't have to repeat it. I will carry it. It will impact my life in a positive way for the rest of my time. What would you say if someone asked you the same question? What would you tell them? Think about it. There's so many things we can say, especially if they are Muslim. But even if they're not, we might say things like, connect yourself to Allah, or don't leave off prayer, or make sure you do this ritual or that. Continue to connect with the Quran. There's so many things you and I would say. Listen to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells this companion. He tells him, لا تغضب. Don't lose control of your anger. So the companion is listening to this and he says, tell me more. لا تغضب. Tell me some more. لا تغضب. Give me more, Ya Rasulullah. لا تغضب. Till the companion finally understood. That is the whole advice. Don't lose control. It's important to understand the word ghadab. It's important to understand this word. Because in Arabic, there are several words to describe anger. Several. Ghadab is the most extreme of them. Ghadab is the kind of anger that causes a physical reaction. So the person fights or curses or does something or breaks something. So as a result, that's ghadab. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling this companion, he's not saying to him, don't get angry, because that's not possible. Every one of us is created that we will feel and experience anger. Even the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam got angry many times in his life. But subhanallah, it's truly remarkable. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam never lost control of his anger his entire life. As a matter of fact, there are stories of companions who would look at him sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they knew that he was angry about something. They knew something about his face, it changed a certain way. They immediately recognized. And one particular companion said, I saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam give a smile, but it wasn't his true smile. It was the smile that he had that he would cover up his anger. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even when he's upset, what is he still doing? He's still smiling with the people. So ghadab is the most extreme form. Listen to how Quran teaches us to control anger. There is a set of verses in Surah Ali Imran. I'm sure all of us, we've heard these verses. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ to whom? أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Allah says, run, hurry, and rush towards seeking Allah's forgiveness so that you are blessed and honored with a reward that is more vast and wide and spacious than everything in the heavens and earth. And this reward is going to be given to whom? The muttaqin, the muttaqi, the one who is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all of us. So pay attention because this ayah is talking to every one of us. All of us are from amongst the muttaqeen. May Allah preserve and protect that in our lives and reward us and honor us in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. So here's what Allah wants from you and I. If you're a muttaqi, here's what you have to keep in mind. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad darra. Number one, this is Allah's list. Number one is that you are charitable during the days and nights. So in other words, as long as you're able to, it doesn't matter where, when, how, as long as you're able to, you are constantly giving back. That doesn't mean just money or items all the time. You're constantly in the service of charity in whatever capacity you are able to. But here's number two. Look at the next item on the list. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. It's remarkable. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, when they feel anger, they suppress that anger. Understand the words. Kaldim is when you hold yourself back. You know, when you're feeling angry and somebody says, relax, put a lid on it, go somewhere else, just calm yourself down. You're trying to repel and stop this fire from boiling within. That's called kaldim. Ghayz is another word for anger. Ghayz is the anger that comes just before ghadab. Ghayz is that feeling. We all know that feeling. We've all experienced it at some point. That feeling, you want to react, you want to say it, you want to do something, but Allah blessed you with kaldim. You hold back. You say, A'udhu billah, I'm not going to do this. You know, it's just like our version of kaldim is when you say, you know what? I want to say something to you, but I'm not going to say anything to you. I'm going to hold myself together. I'm going to go eat. I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to do something different. That's kaldim al-ghayz. That's one of the priorities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to be counted as a real muttaqi, why is anger and controlling it so strict in Islam? We mentioned earlier, almost 100% of the time, when somebody follows their anger, they end up in regret. Some of the worst problems in the lives of mankind since the beginning of time have been associated or linked because people were upset with each other. As a matter of fact, historically, wars and battles happen between countries because one country is upset and angry with the other. People's relationships, their friendships, their family relationships, marriages, think about it. Almost all the problems that manifest is somehow linked or connected to anger. So what do we do? If we all have this, how can we always be counted amongst those who, when they do experience and feel that anger, that they're able to control it? How can I be amongst them and guarantee myself to be amongst them? Number one, brothers and sisters, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that there is nothing more beloved to Allah than the one who feels anger and they swallow that anger. So understand, when you control that, that is one of the most beloved things, one of the most beloved moments of your life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor and appreciate you. Number two, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that al-ghadabu min ash-shaytan, that anger is from shaytan. So what scholars taught us to do is another hadith tells us that when you do feel that anger, get yourself to say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Someone might ask, you know, Brother Muslih, I get all of that. Say, A'udhu billah, and do all of that. I get it. But when I'm angry, I can't think that way. I can't get my mind to concentrate. I'm going into a rage on one hand, but then I've got to keep myself composed so I can say, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. How do I go from there to here? It's a really interesting question. And the answer our scholars teach us, this is where all of your hard work in preserving and protecting your Islam, this is where it comes. When times become difficult, it is those moments where they were easy and you were in the state of worship, you were connected to your master, you were connected to Allah. This is where an element of taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come in and remind you that despite you're here, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For my tongue, for my actions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. It's not something I can tell you or teach you how to do. You know yourself better than anyone. So you know that from getting here to here, the way that I build that focus, that strength to do that, is when times are calm and easy, you're always striving to do the right thing. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us some other ways of how to control anger. That when you do feel it, go and perform wudu. Cool yourself down, calm yourself down. Another piece of advice he sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, that if you are standing, change your position. Sit. If you're sitting, lie down. So change whatever position you're in. There are two more items I wish to share with you in the second part of the khutbah that scholars have taught us. And wallahi, it's really interesting. So I will pause here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to purify our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts. May Allah azza wa jal always and forever continue to increase us in righteousness in this world and honor us in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum wa li sa'iri al-muslimin min kulli dham. Astaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafuru al-raheem. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن ولا أما بعد. The next point that helps us to control our anger. Scholars tell us, figure out what are the triggers in your life. What are the things that are triggering your anger? Now for a lot of people, that could be another person. A person you might see at the masjid from time to time. A person you might be close to. It might be within the family, the extended family. Might be at work or school. These are people you're seeing on a regular basis. How am I supposed to control that? Again, we go back to what we've said, brothers and sisters. You have got to find a way from within. Based on your relationship with Allah, Allah gives you the strength to put things aside. If you see somebody and they were the person that upset you or angered you a while ago, you try to avoid that as much as possible, which leads us to the final point. Wallahi, the final point, I hesitated to mention it today because it's really difficult for me to say because it's a harsh reality. But this comes from our ulama. And when you hear it, I ask you to take a moment and think about what this point is, what it means to you. And you'll find that, subhanAllah, it's very interesting just how true this last point is. It's a harsh one. And that is, our scholars tell us, if you really pause and think why you became so angry, it's almost always linked to your own ego and pride. How? Because someone didn't do what you expected them to do. You wanted them to say a certain thing, or react a certain way, or do it a certain way. And because they didn't, or they couldn't, or they chose not to, then the anger came out. And if you pause and think about it, subhanAllah, it is a real reality check. I leave you with this final statement from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. We conclude and we say that he once said radiallahu anhu, you never judge a man when he is calm and relaxed, but rather you judge him when he is in the state of anger. Because unanimously scholars say, this is how you know the true person. It's what was in that heart, in the state of anger. You get into this I don't care mode and everything starts to come out. That's how you judge a real person. But my brothers and sisters, as long as we are here, wallahi, we all have it. The ability, the iman, and the strength to continue life in a manner that Allah is pleased with. So feel confident that you have what it takes, that despite if you have anger issues, Allah still left you here. You're still alive. You're still listening to this reminder. Why? Because you have what it takes to overcome. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. May Allah bless us and honor us with patience. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقم الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.